Picture this. You're scrolling through your social media feed and you stumble upon a heated debate about climate change. Or you see people on a college campus and you see a question and a response, but it cuts off into like 1 minute segments. Comments are flying fast and furious, each more passionate than the last. Facts, opinions, outright misinformation blend together in a whirlwind of confusion. It's overwhelming, frustrating, and most of all, unproductive. And usually these so-called debates, they cut off right when the hero makes their astounding point, and we never hear the other side. This is on YouTube, TikTok, every social media. This scene is all too common in today's online spaces, underscoring the pressing need for a new approach to public discourse. Or should we use an existing approach? Enter the Idea Stock Exchange, a platform inspired by Wikipedia's spirit of community and knowledge sharing, but designed to cut through the noise of contemporary debates and to facilitate meaningful, evidence-based discussion. So it's like Wikipedia, but instead of for knowledge, it's for decisions. It's for wisdom. So Wikipedia is knowledge. This attempts to apply knowledge in a wise way. From Wikipedia's repository to structured debates. While Wikipedia serves as a vast repository of information, the Idea Stock Exchange focuses on facilitating informed decision-making through structured analysis of our debates, issues, our decisions. Imagine a space where every topic has its own dedicated page, like Wikipedia, not just to list facts, but to map out the core elements of the discussion. So Wikipedia just has one page for every topic, and you can link to other topics or subtopics or more general topics, but each core idea has its own page. This approach transforms the bewildering labyrinth of opinions into clear, navigable paths, enabling users to engage with complex issues in a more organized and productive manner. There are five ways that we can embrace Wikipedia's strengths in this approach, enhancing user experiences. The first is community-driven contributions and constructive dialogue. At the Idea Stock Exchange, the community breathes life into each debate, contributing arguments supported by solid evidence. Moderation ensures that these discussions remain focused, respectful, and anchored in facts, fostering an environment conducive to learning and growth. However, it's not the deletion style of moderation. It's the ranking and evaluation. It's the community moderation. So if you post something that is dumb, we don't try to remove dumb. We try to explain why dumb is dumb. We post all of the reasons to agree and disagree. And then we give scores to each belief based on the performance of these pro-con sub-arguments, so that bad arguments move to the bottom of the list and good arguments move to the top. So it's community-driven like Wikipedia, and it's self-healing like Wikipedia to some degree. Obviously, there are some portions of name-calling that we can flag and we can block certain IP addresses, just like Wikipedia does. But the goal is to not have arbitrary moderation. The second component of Wikipedia that we're going to use is comprehensive coverage and global perspective. Our aim is to cover the breadth of human curiosity, encouraging a worldwide exchange of ideas that bridge divides and challenge assumptions. By bringing together diverse perspectives from around the globe, we can create a rich tapestry of knowledge and understanding. I don't know if any of you have ever tried to edit a Wikipedia page. I've edited many. And on each page, you can see that they remove opinions. And that's good. It's good because that's not the purpose of Wikipedia. Wikipedia is supposed to present facts. However, we need a similar effort to organize opinions related to these facts. And that's the purpose of the idea stock exchange. The third feature that we're going to implement is balanced viewpoints and evidence-based analysis. We strive for fairness, weighing diverse opinions with tools that highlight the strength of evidence behind them. Our platform employs sophisticated algorithms to evaluate the credibility and relevance of arguments, helping users discern the most well-supported positions. I talk about how these algorithms are transparent and open, and they're simple. We're not looking for artificial intelligence. This is collective intelligence, which just counts and shows its math in a way that humans can check and understand. However, before we sideline too much into that, the fourth way that we are similar to Wikipedia is the interconnected ideas and holistic understanding. Just as Wikipedia allows you to explore related topics through hyperlinks, our platform connects debates, offering a web of insights. This interconnected structure enables users to see the big picture, understand how different issues and arguments relate to each other. Again, we can delve more into that, but you post a belief at the top of the page, and then there's reasons to agree and there's reasons to disagree. And you can click on any of these reasons, and you can see the reasons to agree with it or disagree with it. You can also see evidence that supports those reasons and evidence that opposes it, and interest of those who agree and interest of those who disagree. And you can see objective criteria for measuring the strength of that belief. And you can rank all of these interest of those who agree or disagree, along Maslow's hierarchy of needs. But all of this is hyperlinked. Just like Wikipedia hyperlinks all of their content. Finally, Wikipedia ensures trustworthy sources and collective wisdom. So some call this collective intelligence instead of artificial intelligence. And we're looking for the same thing. In this space, every claim is backed by evidence, and each source is vetted by a community dedicated to truth. It's a collective effort to maintain the integrity of the conversation, ensuring that discussions are grounded in reliable information. Now here, real quickly, are four ways that we're slightly different or we enhance the Wikipedia approach. Pioneering features for enhanced debate. And this is how we can use features that will work for an argument website, an argument version of Wikipedia. Reason Rank, scoring systems for argument strength. At the core of our platform is Reason Rank, a sophisticated scoring system that identifies the most logical, well-supported arguments. By evaluating factors such as logical consistency, evidence quality, and relevance, Reason Rank helps users quickly grasp the strength of different positions. Reason Rank is a modified version of Google's PageRank. PageRank is what Google used to make billions of dollars. It was their original algorithm that they used to sort and to put the best websites at the top of a list when you searched for a certain thing. And what they did is they basically counted the number of links into a website by subject. So if you Google African elephant or Asian elephant, all of the pages that mentioned African elephant or Asian elephant, they counted the number of links to other pages. So that they might link to the Smithsonian, or they might link to an article on the New York Times about the Asian elephant, or an article from National Geographic. But they said the best website was the one with the most links, but they integrated, or they went down another level where they also counted the number of links into those websites, so that some websites' links from the New York Times or from the Smithsonian meant more than links from, you know, a personal blog. And that was because there were more links to these other websites. So I want to do the same thing. I want to count the number of reasons to agree or disagree, but some reasons also have their own score based on how many reasons there are to agree or disagree with them. So a key difference from PageRank is we have reasons to disagree, so we'll have to subtract those scores from the agree scores. Also, links within the PageRank framework from Google were a little more straightforward. It's just a link or it's not a link. However, a reason to agree or a reason to disagree is more subjective. So we'll have to have linkage scores or the relevance between the subject or the conclusion and the evidence or the argument. The linkage score will have to have pros and cons for each linkage score or upvotes and downvotes. But the goal will be to identify to what degree it can be said that if the argument or evidence were true, it would necessarily strengthen the conclusion. Another way of assessing the linkage score is asking to what degree that argument or evidence is one of the most important objective criteria in determining the strength of the belief. So let's do a quick example. For example, the belief that mankind is causing global warming is a conclusion. It has its own reasons to agree and disagree, and evidence that agrees and disagree, and all of the other things. However, it also can be used as an argument for other conclusions, such as a carbon tax or a cap and trade carbon trading system. If we create this framework, we'll have created a world in which you strengthen a belief will automatic or strengthen an argument, you will automatically strengthen all beliefs built on that argument. The second thing that a Wikipedia-style effort to address arguments and evidence, something that style of Wikipedia effort would need instead of, so Wikipedia is all about knowledge, but if you wanted to make a Wikipedia about wisdom, you would have to have a comprehensive impact assessment. Beyond merely listing pros and cons, we delve into the real-world implications of decisions, providing a comprehensive analysis of potential outcomes. This holistic approach enables users to make informed choices based on a thorough understanding of the consequences. So, in other words, it's a cost-benefit analysis. We brainstorm potential cost and potential benefits, and we put these costs, and then we brainstorm reasons to agree that those costs are more or less likely, or will have a larger or smaller impact within their category. So a category might be lives lost, lives gained, freedom lost, freedom gained, hours saved, by building a new road or building a bridge versus dollars spent. Potential cost and benefits are really reasons to agree or disagree, but they're more focused. And so potential costs and benefits will be the primary motivation or primary reason to agree or disagree with each proposal, or the primary way of focusing our knowledge into wisdom. However, we'll still need arguments why these costs or benefits are more or less likely or more or less important. The third thing a Wikipedia built for wisdom or the application of knowledge would need is to work within the framework of conflict resolution. Conflict resolution ensures wisdom application. It's an automated process to use information to ensure wisdom. So, one portion of conflict resolution is focusing on interest or motivation instead of position. Instead of saying, I want this outcome, you say, what are the interests? And by focusing on interest, you can come up with solutions that meet both sides' interests, a win-win scenario. That's how you apply wisdom. That's what David, or whoever from the Old Testament, when he suggested cutting the baby, he was applying wisdom to come up with a win-win scenario and to identify the truth. So motivation mapping. David was able to understand the motivation of each side. One side wanted to win, and the other side wanted the best for the child. By uncovering the underlying motivations behind different viewpoints, we facilitate deeper discussions that go beyond surface-level disagreements. This feature helps users understand the roots of conflicting opinions, paving the way for finding common ground and building consensus. So that's just you brainstorm likely interest of those who agree and disagree, and shared interest and opposing interest. And then you use the same reasons to agree that those interests are true, that the group really has those interests, and reasons to agree and disagree that those interests are more or less valid. The fourth thing that we'll need in order to transform Wikipedia, which is all about knowledge, into a Wikipedia that is all about wisdom or the application of knowledge, is to use predictive markets and trend forecasting. Our platform incorporates predictive markets, allowing users to bet on the future trajectory of the score of a belief. This innovation turns the act of debate into a collaborative forecast, harnessing the wisdom of crowds to anticipate emerging trends and shifts in consensus. And we measure consensus by the performance of pro-con arguments. And so if you think a belief is currently overvalued, or there are currently reasons to disagree with a belief that haven't yet been addressed, or you think the consensus of the pro-con sub-arguments will lead in a specific direction, you can bet your reputation on that, or you can even bet money. And the motivation behind this innovation is that, you know, we could have a system where everyone just debated about which company should be given more money, which company is more likely to use that money and generate income. You know, we could have pro or con arguments, but really what we do is we have people put their money where their mouth is, and we allow people to invest money in different companies and either make money or lose money based on the wisdom of their bet. We can do the same thing with predictive markets. We have a score for a belief based on the current level of analysis. And, you know, people can read all of the analysis and say, oh, those are dumb arguments. They're not going to perform very well if we continue to analyze their pro and con sub-arguments. And so you can say, I bet this belief will go up or it will go down. And having people put their money where their mouth is one way, it's an important way, and it's really the only way that's ever worked of establishing the base quality of a belief. So in summary, we're going to shape the future of public discourse. The Idea Stock Exchange doesn't just build on Wikipedia's foundation. It aspires to elevate public discourse to new heights. By combining the best of Wikipedia's collaborative ethos with cutting-edge tools for structured debate and analysis, we aim to create a space where clarity triumphs over chaos and discussions are grounded in evidence and empathy or understanding of the motivation of the other side. You know, conflict resolution. Join us on this journey towards a more informed, engaged, and collaborative future. Together, we can shape the way we understand and address the complex challenges for our time, one well-reasoned argument at a time.